Hello, world. I'm Greg Patton. Stand by. Just a touch of good news? Sure it is. When I came to believe in Jesus Christ's teachings, I ceased desiring what I had wished for before. The direction of my life, my desires, became different. That was good and bad, changing places. Leo Tolstoy. And remember, your faith rests not in what you are or what you're going to be, or how you feel, or what you know, but in what Jesus Christ is, and in what he has done, and in what he is doing now in your life. Good stuff. And remember always, this is the day the Lord hath made, and we're to rejoice and be glad in it. And a quick reminder, if you want to listen to past programs last week, last month, last year, available at gregpatton.com. And if you want to get on the list for our Name Your Sin, kind of looking over your life, reference to possible demonic invasion, same place, gregpatton.com. And for all of you calling, we're trying to put some things together so that we'll be able to assist you. Heal the brokenhearted, set the captive free. Major goal coming up for Greg Patton Ministries. Thank you for praying. Thank you for giving. Thank you for just being here. It's a big deal. What in the world is going on? Where's my bicycle? Average gas prices in this country reached a new record high today, according to AAA's gas price calculator, after Republican senators slammed the Biden administration, and rightly so, for the de facto ban on new drilling in this country. The national average cost of a regular gallon of gasoline hit $4.59 early Thursday morning. The price topped Wednesday's previous record of $4.56. The price comes as the European Union edges toward oil sanctions on Russia amid the Kremlin's invasion of Ukraine, and it also comes amid record high inflation, with the consumer price index reaching 8.3%. That, of course, was in April, hovering near March's 40-year high. What do you know, Joe? Hide in the basement. Speaking of stupid government, weren't we? What is this one all about? The federal government and elected leaders have ushered in some new language. Just kind of snuck it in there. What is a birthing person? Can anyone other than a woman birth a birthing person as opposed to a pregnant woman or mother? Those are the words in recent years. That's the way it's always been if you have half a brain. But there's no data showing how many individuals who identify as transgender giving birth in the United States of America. The Biden administration replaced the word mothers to birthing people in the 2022 fiscal year budget, sparking harsh criticism from conservatives and mothers that they were being canceled. Well, I guess. Democratic Missouri Representative Cordy Bush referred to mothers as birthing people. They're birthing people. During a Democratic Oversight Committee hearing last year, while the chief medical officer at the New York City Department of Health used the same phrase in a tweet recently. Birthing people. Where's my gun? Well, I gotta ask, is it just me, or should we kind of take note when a guy comes into school, high school student, with a hazmat suit on? Good grief. An 18-year-old accused of killing 10 people and wounding 3 others in a Buffalo, New York grocery on May the 14th said that officials say it's all racially motivated, you think? He wore a hazmat suit to class when his high school returned from its in-person learning pause for the pandemic and yearbook pictures. There he sits and, are you kidding me? Officials said that the 18-year-old later identified as Peyton Gendron, a white male, chose the Topps Friendly Market on Jefferson Avenue in Buffalo as the location of his alleged attack, 200 miles from his home, in a neighborhood predominantly black. His manifesto, that the year's demographic breakdown has the highest black percentage that is close enough to where I live. It is the new America. It is a flood, scary evil out there. Aren't you glad you're saved and know that nothing's going to happen to you unless God allows it? Something to think about this Thursday, but this is just, it's crazy. Everywhere you turn, you see and hear about craziness. It's real to them because they're in trouble. Mothers in the Garden State describe the challenges that they're facing amid the baby formula shortage. The mother of an 8-year-old said her family from Mexico is coming next week and they're bringing formula. If my family didn't come, I'd be very, very worried, said the woman. She said she would consider moving to Mexico if she can't find the baby formula. Supply chain issues from the pandemic created limited availability for many products, including baby formula. The problem became worse when Abbott Laboratories, a top baby formula provider, recalled products and closed a plant following a Food and Drug Administration probe. Baby food, unavailable. Unbelievable. Well, this is a bit unsettling. At least 135, count them, 135 teachers and teachers' aides have been arrested so far this year on child sex-related crimes in this country, ranging from child porn to raping students. An analysis conducted by Fox News looked at local news stories week by week featuring arrest of teachers and aides on child-related crimes in school districts across the country. Arrests that weren't publicized were not counted in that analysis, meaning the true number is probably a whole lot higher. Isn't that something? The analysis found that at least 135 of them been arrested in 41 states between January 1st and May 13th. That works out to one arrest every day on average. The vast majority of these people, men. It is, without question, straight out of Moronville. But first, the good news, there is some here. Yesterday, the last state to try to impose a school vaccine mandate gave up after testimony by Dr. Robert Malone. Malone, medical scientist, said it amounted to winning one small skirmish in a protracted battle. Amid the news this week, and so many are up in arms, and rightly so, something for you to pray about, Christian, that the FDA has approved COVID booster shots for children and the Biden administration's proposal. This is just asinine. To give the World Health Organization the authority to declare a health emergency in our where are my guns? He described the latter move as the United States giving China-controlled WHO. Just give them the keys to the kingdom. That's what you're doing. Meanwhile, Louisiana Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards announced Wednesday the state health department's decision to drop the push for the mandate as the Republican-led legislature was poised to pass a bill blocking the requirement. Malone, a key inventor of the technology platform used in the Pfizer-Moderna vaccines, credited the leadership of Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry. Tip of the hat. Highly encouraging. That's the last state to be seeking to impose these vaccines. Keep looking around. The demons are there somewhere. But the World Health Organization, this is the one that's got people so rattled, and rightly so, facing something much more sinister than just the weaponization of public health to create an inverted totalitarian state of the United States of America. Really? What about the amendments to the international health regulations, giving the WHO Director General the unilateral power to declare a health emergency based on broad criteria that it doesn't have to make public and impose lockdowns, vaccine mandates, and other measures? The WHO, manhandled by China, has grossly mismanaged the pandemic over the last 2 years, causing untold deaths and suffering. Why would you give these people the keys to the kingdom? Just stupid. Come on, is it really that big a deal? Have you misspoke recently? They're making a brouhaha. Former President George Bush made a gaffe regarding Iraq while condemning Russian President Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine. He's right on target. Bush delivered remarks regarding the importance of democracy and threats to democracy in the United States and abroad. In contrast, Russian elections are rigged, absolutely. Political opponents are imprisoned, oh yes, and most of them eliminated from participating in the electoral process, true again. The result is an absence of checks and balances in Russia and the decision of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of, here you go, of Iraq. I mean Ukraine. I mean, what's the big deal? It's easy to do something like that. Bush shrugged it off and said under his breath, well, Iraq too, but Russia has not invaded Iraq yet. And the Kremlin reportedly gave Saddam Hussein's government intelligence to combat U.S. invasions early on. Hey, the guy's 75. When you hit 75, anything is possible. Oh, dear me. Am I defending myself here or what? Okay. Where are these high-priced, medium-income houses? Well, the prices have trended upwards now for decades, but they have spiked even more in the wake of the pandemic in some places. Median housing price income across the U.S. for the first quarter of 2020, $329,000. Now spiking at $450,000 for the first quarter of 2022. Where do I go to get that high-priced home? San Jose, Los Angeles, San Francisco, San Diego, all in California, the top four. Stamford, too. That's in Connecticut. Medium listing prices, about $900,000 for a home. Seattle, Boston was $750,000. And take me to urban Honolulu. $721,000 medium-priced home. Just thought you'd want to know. So Thursday's big question is, how's the weather in your neck of the woods? Looking over the weather forecast here in Fort Wayne, gonna be hot, but we're not alone. If you feel as though somehow it's jumped straight to summer now, you're not imagining things. A major episode of heat, which already toasted Texas, about to swallow up the central and, well, central and eastern lower 48. Temperatures in the mid-90s, gonna surge as far north as the Canadian border by Saturday. 25 degrees above normal. Who said that? It's a very good point. Sometimes God will slow you down so that the evil ahead of you will pass before you ever get there. Your delay could mean your protection. You serve a great God. And with the week wrapping up, I've decided I could really go for some fully stocked shelves at the grocery store and for some $1.80 a gallon gas and 1.7% inflation and, well, an occasional mean tweet. I could use it right now. How about you? And we need to be reminded, the razor blade is very sharp, but it can't cut a tree. The axe is very strong, but it can't cut your hair. Everyone is important according to his or her own unique purpose in life. Never look down on anyone unless you're admiring their footwear. Where's my Bible? Life 101, right after this. So we at Hello World say thank you for your support, for telling others about the broadcast, for sharing news stories, for giving us things that we actually put on the air from so many of our Facebook friends. Lots of stuff happening on Facebook, which, by the way, Greg, G-R-E-G, Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N, like us on Facebook. I want to be your friend. Thanks to this Christian radio station for, well, giving us a half hour each day of their radio time. It's valuable, so we are honored. And so many of you support us financially. We'd be in big trouble without you. Oh, it's a great life if you don't weaken, right? Love to share news, information, and comment from a Christian perspective. And it's great telling you how to be saved and how to live the Christian life. Love radio. Been at it since I was 12 years old. Gee, that's a long time. Thanks for listening, my friend. Let me ask you today, do you know where you stand? What are we talking about? Woodrow Wilson once said, "A nation which does not remember what it was yesterday does not know what it is today, nor what it is trying to do." Who was America yesterday? Abraham Lincoln believed that those nations only are blessed whose God is the Lord. That's Bible. In 1811, our Supreme Court stated, "Whatever strikes at the root of Christianity tends to destroy civil government." That same body later concluded, "Our laws and our institutions must necessarily be based on and include the teachings of the Redeemer." Now, when you think of all the nonsense going on today, especially surrounding a Supreme Court nominee. This stuff seems antiquity, archaic, does it not? We've got to include the teachings of God. We've traveled a long way since then, and our past has been essentially forgotten, unfortunately. But it's no accident that we are where we are today. We do not merely drift to this place of moral confusion. You don't just kind of slip and fall into it. No. We have been led here by indifference, by those that hate God, by the cowardice of Christians in the face of evil today. In truth, until the dawn of the 20th century, America collectively believed that she was founded upon Christian principles. Sure, we did. That's been stolen from us, or maybe we've just given it away. But the 1900s brought an onslaught against our faith that has shaken this country's foundation to the core to this very year. In 1920, John Dewey, the father of progressive education, declared, "There is no God and there is no soul. There's no absolute moral code existing today, and therefore man must adjust his ethical standards according to his own judgment." His words eerily echo those written earlier by people living in the darkest ages of Israel's history. Read Judges chapter 7. Hey, here, look at verse 6. "In those days, there was no king in Israel, and every man," we've arrived here again, "every man did what was right in his own eyes." Isn't that shocking? Back then, the year I was born, in 1947, Justice Hugo Black erroneously interpreted Thomas Jefferson's letter assuring the Danbury Baptist Association that government would not institute a state religion. And this kind of created a wall of separation between church and state that has purged Christianity from virtually all civil influence in the world today, and that's a big problem. Ignore God and His Word to your own demise. Isn't that correct, Christian? In 1962, the Supreme Court removed prayer and scripture from the public schools, stating that Bible reading in schools could cause psychological damage to the students. And next, the Ten Commandments were stripped from the public square. We've watched this debate go on for the last couple of decades and see it removed from here and there and everywhere. Without evidence to convict us of God's presence in our lives, it's very easy to ignore the commands of today. How ridiculous the world has become. In many instances, how ridiculous the church has become today. Abortion, pornography, homosexual marriage, everywhere you want to turn, my friend, God is being diminished without our consent. His very existence is being erased from our midst, trying to do away with God. America's greatest enemy does not lie outside of our borders. In the past and even today, when I preach my media messages, that is the clue right there. It's not from without the enemy comes, it's from within. We are destroyed from within. Our complacency is destroying the United States of America. It is tempting when confronted by a formidable and determined foe, and there are many, to retreat from battle. "I'm just tired of it. I'm going to quit." After all, what difference can one person make in the world today? For too long, God's people have not cared about our spiritual legacy. As Christians, we have a definite responsibility to reclaim our heritage and reestablish the foundations God ordained. We are commanded to be the salt and the light. Yep, He commands that for each one of us. How you doing? My friend, you know that freedom in Jesus Christ is a choice, and often we have old feelings of inadequacy and inferiority that we unwittingly carry over into our new relationship with God. He wants to cut us loose from the bondage created by a sense that we do not deserve any blessings today. However, we must choose freedom, just as we chose to receive Jesus Christ. We cannot drift. Like that word, we cannot drift into freedom any more than we can drift into salvation or drift into evil, as we just talked about. The choice to be liberated from satanic enslavement begins a process that changes our way of thinking. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Make no mistake, embracing freedom will incur great pressure from Satan. Though he cannot steal our salvation, he certainly wants to ruin your witness by crystallizing any feelings of inadequacy in you. The first step after committing to freedom is abiding in the Scriptures. We meditate on God's Word to understand what He says and apply what we learn. That requires more than a quick reading and a busy schedule and a busy day. And secondly, we want to be confident of biblical truth, which clearly defines our position as a child of God. As that certainty fills your thoughts, your mind, your soul, Satan's lies there about your inferiority is going to shatter like a piece of glass. And finally, we can claim the truth that we have gleaned here. When we are confronted by situations that shake our confidence, we can rely upon new thought patterns based upon the Word of God. God declares that we reject thoughts of inferiority and replace them with the accurate self-image described in the Scripture. As His servant, as His ambassador, go for it. That's knowing the truth and choosing to live by it. You know, only God knows the depth of love that you have for Him. He said of King David, "He is a man after my own heart." Isn't that some declaration? Acts 13:22. Yet we know that David was a man of war. He lied. He had a man murdered. And on at least one occasion committed adultery. How could God love such a man? Have you ever thought about it? I have many times. Better yet, how could God allow this man to rule over a nation like Israel? The answer is wrapped up in just one word, and we need to hear it more. It's called grace. Not ordinary grace, but God's grace, which is something we cannot earn on our personal merits. And despite his failures, David had a passionate love for the Lord. He could not help but love the one who gave him life and offered forgiveness for his sin. Though he failed many times, the desire of his heart was to love and obey God. And it was this love that both propelled King David to greatness and allowed him to petition his heavenly Father when he was utterly undeserving. Great message, right? Jesus said, "The one who comes to me, I will certainly not cast out." John 6:37. You ought to do that this Friday. For all eternity, God's love and patience has been fixed on you. No matter what you are or where you have been, his love reaches out to you. If you accept him as Savior today, realizing that his atoning death paid the full debt of all of your sin ever, you can be saved today. The passionate love of God will fill your heart, and you will receive the greatest gift of hope this world has ever known.
And most of you know, I've been really excited doing the dad thing all over again with 5 grandkids, 2 teenage boys, 15 and 17, staying with us. Could be for the next year. And then there's Max, he's a trip, 5 years old. Jericho terrorizing the whole house, 2-year-old, and then Jalea. Oh, that little sweetheart of a girl. Only 11 months. What a girl. Smiles all the time at Grandpa. Put her on the floor, she'll crawl, but she loves Gramps. It doesn't get any better than that. You wonder what God is doing sometimes, don't you? I mean, I'm 75. Can I handle this? He said, yep.
And finally, speaking of kids, little boy asked his dad, "Dad, are bugs good to eat?" "That's disgusting, son. Don't talk about things like that over dinner." After dinner, the father asked, "Okay, son, now, what did you want to ask me?" "Oh, nothing anymore," the boy says. "There was a bug in your soup, and it's gone now." That's it.
It's probably best I've had my say for a Thursday. Hey, go to gregpatton.com if you want to hear past programs. They're all archived there. Other information available, and you can get in touch with me personally there. That's gregpatton.com. Join me on Facebook, Greg, Jerry G, Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. Next month, join me in Anchorage, Alaska. Gonna have a couple of days extra to look around. Never been to Alaska. Pray for our meetings up there. The New America, Flood of Evil, and the Invisible War on the Saints. I'm Greg Patton. God bless. Thank you for listening to Hello World. Tomorrow, I'm counting on it.